Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship 360 Degrees if you're a first-time listener. And to our loyal listeners, welcome back. I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, your host for this show, which seeks to repair, build, and maintain enriching, long-lasting, character-based relationships with the help of experts like tonight's guest. Tammy Daughtry is a licensed marriage and family therapist. She's the author of Co-Parenting Works, Helping Your Children Thrive After Divorce. And she's also the founder of Co-Parenting International, an organization dedicated to addressing the critical impact of co-parenting on children of divorce. God bless her for the work that she does. We're going to get some more into her work in just a moment. Tammy is also a national advocate for children of divorce and has over 11 years of experience in co-parenting herself. Tammy currently lives with her husband, Jay, in Nashville, Tennessee, and together they're raising a blended family that includes four children and one rambunctious black lab. Tammy, welcome to Relationship 360 Degrees. It's a pleasure to have you on the program.
Well, thank you, Tiffany. It's an honor to be with you today.
Thank you so much for your time once again. And callers, if you would like to chime into the conversation as we go along over the next hour, you can call us at 714-409-0610 and so that I know that you wish to speak and you're not just hanging out listening to the show by telephone or through your cell phone, please press 1 to speak with myself, the host, or with Tammy, our expert guest tonight. Tammy, I mentioned in that introduction that you have 11 years of experience in co-parenting. Tell us about your co-parenting experience. Was it a smooth, sailing, or you know, were there some bumps along the way?
Well, I think anyone who's been through the journey of being a co-parent, no matter how great it goes, there are always bumps on the road. But my story, I'll back up just a little before that, if it's okay, Tiffany, and let everybody know that I actually was raised in a divorced family, and so my parents divorced when I was about one, and my whole life I had two homes. Mom lived in a major city in Colorado, and then my dad was about an hour away, and I saw him every other weekend and, you know, big chunks of time through the summer. And so growing up, I actually was a child being co-parented, and even though I'm an adult now, I've got kids of my own, those two parents are still my parents. And so in the 40 years that we've been on this journey, I will say it's been an incredible learning experience. When I got married and had dreams for a 60-year marriage and five kids and the picket fence, the American dream, I never, ever dreamed that I would personally end up going through a divorce and becoming a co-parent myself. And so, you know, more than talking about the masters and the books and all those things, I want people to know that I've lived this out from different perspectives my entire life. My parents, after their divorce, each of them remarried. One of them remarried and re-divorced a few times. I've been through multiple divorces as a young child, and even one of my parents divorced once I was out of college. So, you know, I kind of joke with people that I think I had a triple PhD in dysfunction before I was 18, but before I ever went to college and to grad school. But the joy that I have now in sharing some life experiences, both from my childhood and from my co-parenting relationship, I think, you know, our pain never is wasted. It seems like everything that has been difficult in my life has turned around now to be a gift to someone else that I can help avoid those pains, avoid those conflicts. And so I'm always honored to share anything that listeners want to know about, you know, what's it like to be a kid in a divorce, or what's it like to be a co-parent who's raising a child with an ex-spouse, because I've done all of that. And so I don't, you know, we don't have, any of us don't have all the answers to every circumstance and every situation, because these family dynamics are completely complicated. But what I hope we can talk about tonight is just some great things that we found that work well for kids, and why some things that we don't recognize as being damaging, why there are some things we should really pay attention to as co-parents to protect our kids. So I'm really happy to talk about
these strategies in your book, Tammy, Co-Parenting Works, Helping Your Children Thrive After Divorce. And I just want to make sure that we don't forget to mention that you have been so gracious to offer to give away two copies to two lucky listeners of this show who go out to relationships360.com. That's relationships360.com. And in your name and your email address before the end of the month, you're going to be placed into a drawing to win a copy. Well, she's giving away two copies, so there's two chances for you guys to win a copy of Co-Parenting Works, Helping Your Children Thrive After Divorce. Again, you can go to relationships360.com to become eligible for that. And I think what we want to do is we want to pick, you know, one male and one female to win a copy. So we'll just do it like that, equal opportunity, you know, contest or giveaway tonight. And, Tammy, if you could tell us a little bit about, you know, what our listeners can expect from the book, and then we'll get into more into co-parenting and effective co-parenting strategy.
Sure. Well, the book came out about a year ago with HarperCollins and Zondervan, and I think there's 22 chapters in the book, and it's kind of summarized in six categories. One is called Becoming a Stable and Effective Co-Parent, and it kind of helps people, you know, if they're right at the beginning of the journey, they're just separated, they're trying to figure out, how in the world am I going to get through this divorce? There's several chapters there about getting stable and finding healthy support systems for yourself as a parent, as well as support systems for your children. The second part goes into some extensive information, and it's generalized as it's not about you, it's about the kids. And that's what we'll talk a lot about tonight, you know, how we raise great kids in a post-divorce world, and talking about why it's important to let kids love both parents, how to foster positive relationships with your former spouse, and why that's important to your kids. The third part in the book goes through creating a co-parenting team, and we give some pretty long details to how to even begin a conversation. Maybe somebody listening has been divorced for 5 years, and they think, oh, my former spouse would never want to co-parent. They don't want to talk. They don't ever want to communicate. But we try to give some strategies there for one side of the equation to start that conversation. And maybe it, you know, might take a year, but we try to give you some tools on how to start building that bridge with your children's other parent, and some ways to really create some good communication systems. In part four, it's called If It Can Go Wrong, It Will. And, you know, again, anybody who's been through a divorce, we know that even our best laid plans don't always work out like we have hoped. And so there's a couple chapters there about, you know, how to deal with a co-parent who won't cooperate, and how to filter out negative voices that are influencing your children. And then the last two sections, one of them is called When Co-Parenting is Impossible. And I know for some people that are hearing this right now, they're really a single parent without a co-parent, and so we try to give them some great affirmation on how to be an amazing great parent, even if your co-parent has abandoned ship, and then most importantly, what if your ex is unsafe? And so we go through some comprehensive thoughts there on how to really identify if you're dealing with someone who is in the category of truly being an unsafe parent, because in that point, you know, if you have an abusive other parent, the traditional co-parenting ideas wouldn't apply to that, because obviously we have to make sure our kids are always safe and that we're dealing with someone who is a reasonable parent. And then at the end, we talk about dating and remarriage and how does that impact the co-parenting relationship, and ideas on how to include step-parents when they come.